The work of winning the war in Iraq has given way this week to the challenge of securing the peace. The Bush administration has set a high standard for success. The immediate goal is to restore order. The long-term goal is no less than the construction of a democratic state. NPR's Tom Jeltam reports.
U.S. forces got rid of Saddam Hussein and his regime. Now they have to give the Iraqis a new government, or establish the environment, at least, in which a government will somehow rise on its own. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, at a Pentagon meeting yesterday, gave an idea of the work that remains.
Having done what we've done and taken that regime out, this country and the coalition countries have an obligation to see this through and to see that we do create that kind of an environment so that they can fashion a government that's an Iraqi solution that meets those important principles of a nation that is not threatening to its neighbors, does not have weapons of mass destruction, that is free and whole, and is reasonably representative of the people of that country.
At a meeting in Iraq this week, American commanders set other conditions. A new Iraqi government should be a federation. There must be respect for the rights of individuals and a political role for women. This is an ambitious formula for an American administration led by people who criticized nation-building when it was attempted under President Clinton in Somalia, Bosnia, and Kosovo. Andrew Basevich, professor of international relations at Boston University and a former Army colonel, says the Clinton efforts were, in his words, small potatoes next to what's being attempted in Iraq.
In the Balkans, success required only that we put an end to the bloodletting and restore some semblance of order and civility. But in Iraq, the Bush administration, if it is going to be able to fully achieve success on its own terms, is going to have to create a liberal democracy in a part of the world where, apart from Israel, liberal democracy simply has never existed.
Perhaps the biggest problem facing the United States is that some groups likely to come to power in Iraq through a democratic process may not share American ideas of democracy. U.S. officials already find themselves opposed by leaders of the Shiite community, representing about 60% of the population. Arab nationalist feelings run deep in Iraq and may be a further challenge to a U.S. administration. Joseph Collins, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Stability Operations, says the United States may have to be careful in choosing Iraqi partners with whom to work.
We are interested in empowering every group that's truly interested in democracy. We're not interested in empowering groups that are interested in democracy for the sake of seizing power for that particular group, for holding, if you will, not elections, but a single election where they'll take power and then destroy the democratic state that's been built up.
U.S. progress in Iraq, Collins says, may depend on the ability of American administrators to sort potential Iraqi leaders on the basis of their commitment to democratic ideas.
The people responsible for that sorting are really the, you know, the people in the field. They get general policy guidance back here from the secretary and the other principals. But, you know, out in the field is where the tough work is going to have to be done.
The burden of choosing suitable Iraqi partners for the democracy-building effort will fall on the U.S. administrator, retired Lieutenant General Jay Garner, and his staff of about 200 diplomats, aid experts, and retired and active-duty military officers. The Garner team plans a second meeting inside Iraq next week. Ultimately, the goal will be the establishment of an interim Iraqi authority that could draft a new constitution for the country and hold elections to choose a new government. But no one is predicting how long U.S. forces will need to be on hand to facilitate that process. Andrew Basevich says the Bush administration may ultimately have to choose between two unattractive options: maintaining a big U.S. troop presence in Iraq indefinitely, or scaling back the aim of reshaping the political landscape in the Gulf region.
In order to prevent a recurrence of 9/11, they need to remove those conditions in that region that foster anti-Americanism and terror. That strategic aim is going to lead them to try to fulfill this goal in Iraq. But still, if the price is too high, they'll have to change.
Administration officials are already on the record saying a sizable U.S. force will be needed in Iraq for more than 6 months. U.S. troops have been in Bosnia now for more than 7 years. Tom Jeltam, NPR News, Washington.